Well, let's step away from the Republican National Convention for just a moment and turn to the latest in Turkey, where the government has arrested or suspended thousands of members of the military, police officers, and members of the judiciary following Friday's failed coup. And joining us now with more is the BBC's Celine Girit, who's in a cafe in Istanbul. And Celine, first of all, tell us a little bit more about all these arrests. What is happening in Turkey?
Well, it has been a roller coaster of nights and days. It has been very dramatic, even surreal at times. Now, 7,500 people have been detained. That's the official number given by the Prime Minister. And 6,000 of these are soldiers, including over 100 high-ranking officials, generals, admirals, etc. And furthermore, almost 3,000 judges have been dismissed from their posts, and the Interior Ministry today said they have sacked close to 9,000 personnel across the country. So there is a very harsh crackdown going on at the moment. The President Recep Tayyip Erdogan had already said that those behind this coup attempt would be paying a very heavy price for what they have done, and that is what we see on course at the moment.
Huh. And what effect could this have on the stability of Turkey overall? I mean, obviously, President Erdogan is still in power there and arresting all these people, as you've been talking about. But is there any concern that it could affect the stability of the nation overall?
That is a concern, of course. Having said that, no one in Turkey wanted a coup taking place. Even the worst democracies are better than military dictatorships. That's the common ground almost everyone in Turkey agrees upon. Having said that, of course, stability of Turkey is very important, not only for the country itself, but also for the region. And everything that happens in Turkey would have an effect for the EU and for countries beyond that as well.
Celine, I want to get to a little bit more about what you just said in a moment regarding the EU and the world in general as it watches Turkey. But I should note that you are in Istanbul, in Taksim Square, sitting in a cafe at the moment. Tell us, how do the Turkish people that you've been able to speak to in the past several days, how are they feeling about what has transpired in their country?
Well, Turkey is a very polarized country, so we can speak of jubilation on the one hand and of grief and sadness on the other. Many people, critics of President Erdogan, fear that now that he has managed to suppress this coup attempt, he will become even more invincible in Turkish politics. But supporters of Mr. Erdogan feel very jubilant and empowered. They adhere to the call coming from the president himself and coming from government circles to take out to the streets to resist this coup attempt, and they did. So there is that feeling of empowerment, feeling of jubilation amongst that crowd. But others are concerned about what might happen next to Turkey. For instance, an old man I spoke to asked me, what is happening to our country? Why are soldiers up in arms against policemen? Will we be like Syria? What is going to happen to us next? So what is going to happen next is a very serious question mark in the heads of millions of Turks at the moment.
Well, finally, on that point, you were mentioning earlier that the entire world, especially the European Union, is watching what's transpiring in Turkey. From the United States, Secretary of State John Kerry has said that, quote, we will certainly support bringing perpetrators of the coup to justice, but we also caution against a reach that goes well beyond that. Can you tell us a little bit more about those particular concerns that perhaps in an attempt to purge the government of factions that may have contributed to the attempted coup, that President Erdogan might strengthen his hand to a degree that is of concern to the international community?
There is that concern that President Erdogan might use this suppression of the coup attempt to further enhance his executive powers. It is no secret that the president wanted to change the parliamentary system in Turkey to a presidential system, which would give him the powers that he asked for. And now that he has enhanced his authority in the country, there is, of course, that fear that Turkey might actually topple more more into an autocracy. And there is that concern about the reinstatement of the death penalty as well. Death penalty has not been executed since 1984 and was abolished in 2004. So reinstatement of the death penalty would actually further complicate Turkey's relations with the EU and the international world.
Well, in fact, I see that EU representatives have said that if Turkey does reinstate the death penalty, it would end the Turkish government's attempts to join the European Union. So much more to discuss as this story continues to unfold. The BBC's Selin Giret joined us today from Istanbul, Turkey. Selin, thank you so very much.
Thank you very much for having me.